155,000 new jobs. Not bad, not great, which actually makes it perfect. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The unemployment rate is 3.7%. 155,000 jobs were created in November. That's obviously better than not having new jobs added to the economy. But it isn't particularly stellar either. The average for the past year has been 209,000 jobs per month. For people with an eye on the Federal Reserve, this is actually a little bit of a relief. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in New York.
We're in this strange late economic cycle place where the Fed has been raising interest rates at a quarterly pace for more than a year. Financial markets are getting increasingly nervous they might raise rates too quickly and trigger a recession. And ideally, then, what you want is to see job growth, because we want more jobs. That's great. But to see a modest number of job growth so that the Fed doesn't feel compelled to keep raising interest rates, you know, into the foreseeable future.
There's another measure of unemployment called U6. It's kind of the broadest measure there is. It includes people who are working part-time, but would rather work full-time. It includes people who are not really looking for jobs, but could maybe soon. That rate increased by 0.2%. What should we make of that?
So the fact that it increased 0.2 suggests that we're likely to see wage growth actually slow down a little bit over the next couple of quarters. And again, when you think about the Fed, they don't raise rates to slow the economy. They raise rates to contain inflation. And if wage growth is moderating, you know, there's really no reason they should continue to push interest rates up.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Sabri.
Marketplace goes beyond day-to-day business reporting to cover the big picture of the economy. We provide context and depth to connect the news to decisions that we all have to make, and we work very hard every day to ensure that our journalism is accurate and worthy of your trust. We don't do this work alone. We're counting on you to help. Become a Marketplace investor today in whatever amount you choose, and your donation will go twice as far thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Donate today at marketplace.org.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
On any given day, there are more than 400,000 kids in foster care in the United States. A little more than half will find homes. Well, there's a housing community in Portland, Oregon, that's experimenting with putting seniors who need affordable housing together with foster parents and children all under the same roof. Melanie Sevchenko reports.
It's Happiness Hour at Bridge Meadows, an intergenerational housing community for foster children and their adoptive parents. It also offers affordable housing for low-income seniors. Every Wednesday, residents dine together in the community room.
I was really lonely before I moved here, but when I realized I could have children in my life, I never looked anyplace else.
That's 86-year-old Ruth Green, one of the elders at Bridge Meadows. As part of her lease agreement, Green commits to volunteering with the families in tutoring or babysitting. For mom Laura Seaton, the support is a big help. She adopted her sister's three children from a foster family in New Mexico. 4 years ago, they moved into Bridge Meadows.
So here I was like, wow, we get sort of this pre-made community of people and grandparents and friends.
Bridge Meadows rents townhouses to its families far below the market rate. Seaton gets a four-bedroom home for $800 a month. A similar home in the area rents for more than double that. Based on a model in rural Illinois called Hope Meadows, Portland's Bridge Meadows is funded through foundation dollars and tax credits for low-income housing, and saves the foster care system around $50,000 per child, according to its associate director, Renee Mosley.
If you've reached age 8, typically you don't get adopted. So what we looked at was, if these children remained in foster care, what would that dollar amount look like?
Bridge Meadows also offers support services like counseling, and, thanks to its senior residents, childcare.
We have probably close to 2,000 hours of childcare that our elders provide.
But this type of community living might not be suitable for all foster kids, especially those with a traumatic history, says Robin Gerbel, a psychotherapist in Austin, Texas, who works with adopted youth.
There could be a circumstance where we're looking at behavioral challenges that are so significant that living in that type of community might not be safe or appropriate.
Bridge Meadows relies on referrals from the Oregon Department of Human Services to select its families. It has a second location in the state and recently opened housing for foster youth entering the workforce. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Melanie Savchenko for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producers are Miguel Contreras and Redmond Caralipio. Our engineer is Brian Allison. I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.